Dear listeners, Sai Ram and welcome to our program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems. Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali is a chant of 108 appellations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. It is a means of worshipping Swami by chanting names that describe His glory in different ways. Chanting the Lord's name is called Namasmarana. Swami has said in His discourses that in different yugas there were different paths to liberation. In the Krita Yuga, it was tapas, penance. In the Treta Yuga, it was yajna or ceremonial sacrifices. In the Dwapara Yuga, it became worship. But the path to redemption now in the Kali Yuga is Namasmarana. Swami gives another reason why Namasmarana is very important for all of us. Our mind, Swami says, is like a mad and drunk monkey bitten by a scorpion. It means that the vagaries of the mind have no limits and it can go to any extent. Hence, Swami always compares the idle human mind to a genie or a demon that is waiting to devour you if not engaged in some work or the other. A popular saying goes that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. The best way to engage this genie, called the mind, is to erect a pole and ask the mind to climb up and down until there is some work for it to do. Swami says that the pole is the beautiful form of the Lord, and the process of climbing up and down the pole is the process of doing Namasmarana, that is chanting Lord's name continuously. Thus we see, dear listeners, that chanting the Lord's name is very important. Reciting Sri Satya Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali, which is the 108 names of Swami, is one of the ways of Namasmarana. In Sanskrit, Ashtotara Shatanamavali means 108 names. Explaining the significance of the number 108, Swami has said, "Man breathes 900 times per hour, approximately. That is, 10,800 times in the day and 10,800 times in the night. 1 plus 8 equals 9, and 9 is a divine number." Further, when Swami was asked why we should chant His 108 names, Swami said that if we chant His name 108 times, at least once, we may chant it with love and devotion. In this program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems, we will explore the meaning and significance of each name through interesting anecdotes from the lives of Bhagavan and His devotees. In each episode of this program, we will dwell upon two names. To begin with, let's listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse.
Of the various types of bhakti, Namasmarana bhakti is the best. In the Kali Yuga, the name is the path for saving oneself. Jayadeva, Gauranga, Tyagaya, Tukaram, Kabir, Ramdas, all these great bhaktas attain the Lord through just this one Nama. Why speak of thousand things? Even Prahalada and Dhruva were able to enjoy the darshan, sparshan and sambhashana of the Lord through Nama only, isn't it? Therefore, if every sadhaka will consider the name of the Lord as the very breath of his life and have complete faith in the good deeds and good thoughts, if he will develop the spirit of service and equal love for all, then there can be no better path for mukti. One should not be changing the name that one has loved and cherished and selected for Smarana. Concentration is impossible if the name is changed once every few days. The mind will not attain one-pointedness. All sadhana has this one-pointedness as its ultimate aim. So, avoiding this constant adoption and rejection of names and forms of the Lord, one single name must be used throughout for japam and dhyanam.
Dear listeners, till now you listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse. The 75th name in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali is
Om Shri Sai Sugnana Marga Darshakaya Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Sujnana means right knowledge. Margadarshaka is the person who shows the path. Baba is the guru who shows us the path of attaining right knowledge. His Prashanti Vidwan Mahasabha is intended to show humanity the road to right knowledge leading to self-realization, to clear that road of overgrowth which is making passage difficult, to train the traditional exponents of Sujnana as found in the Vedas to communicate their experience to the people. The Sanatana Sarathi magazine, appearing monthly in many languages, contains his invaluable advice on spiritual discipline. The interviews he grants every day at the Prashanti Nilayam or wherever he is are also intimate personal lessons in the Sujnana Marga. His discourses are clarion calls for humanity to realize its divine destiny. Every word of his is a mantra, every discourse an Upanishad. When Swami Abhedananda of Sri Ramana Ashram, Tiruvannamalai, yearned for his presence so that he may be freed from doubts and planned to proceed to Prashanti Nilayam, Baba appeared before him in the ashram itself and instructed him on the Sujnana Marga he must tread. Dear listeners, till now you listen to the explanation of the 75th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali. That is, Om Shri Sai Sujnana Marga Darshakaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Sujnana Marga Darshakaya Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, who shows the path of attaining the right knowledge. Swami says, quote, "The knowledge that comes from the intellect is gained through the combination of the senses and the mind. But the enlightening knowledge comes from Atma, and it is absolute, real, and grants liberation." Unquote. Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba is our Sadguru and leads us on the path to highest wisdom. He is a Loka Guru, Guru of masses, and also a Vyakti Guru, Guru for individuals. As a part of his avataric mission, he has started a magazine called Sanatana Sarathi. Through this magazine, Bhagavan Baba guides the sadhaks. The devotees are able to gain insight into right knowledge through his divine discourses, which are published in this magazine. Through this magazine, Bhagavan Baba guides the sadhaks or the seekers. The devotees are able to gain insight into right knowledge through his divine discourses, which are published in this magazine. In addition to this, when Bhagavan Baba calls devotees for interviews, he gives them instruction through various examples and short stories. He also individually guides them, solves their problems, and brings about transformation in their personalities. There is a well-known story about a naked sadhu of Puttaparthi. This sadhu observed silence and, being lame, went around in a palanquin completely naked. At that time, around the year 1941, Swami was staying at Subbamma and Karanam's house. When the palanquin was brought in front of their house, everyone was very curious to see Swami's reaction. Bhagavan very calmly came out carrying a towel in his hand. He gave it to the sadhu and told him, "Since you stay naked all the time, I assume that you have severed all your ties with the society. Then why do you live in society? Why do you have disciples? If you are greedy for fame, why do you give the impression to others that you are desireless?" On hearing this, the sadhu was ashamed. Swami continued, "One who is engaged in Namasmaran, God will never keep him hungry. Go to some place and stay in solitude. Wherever you are, I will provide you with food and shelter."
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the 75th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Sujnana Margadarshakaya Namaha. The 76th name is
Om Sri Sai Jnana Swarupaya Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Baba declared that he is the goal of all yajna, sacrifice. So too, he is the entity known by the jnani. It is through jnana, knowledge, derived from meditation on the higher truth of religion and philosophy, and on the highest truth of one's own reality, that Sai within is cognized. Baba is not only the goal of jnana, he is jnana personified. That is Jnana Swarupa. He was a child, revered as guru by his toddler comrades of the village. He knew far more than his teachers at school, where he was known as Brahma Jnani, he who had known the reality, the Brahman. He threw away his books even when he was just in high school and not had contact with study since then. Baba's writings and discourses and conversations reveal a mastery of scriptures and shastras, which only a Jnana Swarupa can claim. Intricate points that escape experts are noted by him and clarified at all sessions of the Prashanti Vidwan Mahasabha. Sai Isha is the transcendent and permanent divinity of which the manifested beings are only transient and contingent modifications that can in no way affect him. Dear listeners, till now you listened to the explanation of the 76th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Jnana Swarupaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Jnana Swarupaya Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, who is wisdom personified. This happened a long time ago. One day, Mother Ishwaramma came to Bhagavan Baba and said, "Swami, our small Puttaparthi village has no school. All the children have to walk many miles to get to school. I know you are an ocean of compassion. So, please construct a school for these children here in Puttaparthi." Mother Ishwaramma did not stop at this. She gave some land for the purpose, which belonged to her, and Swami constructed a school. Jnana Swarupa, Sai, thus planted a small sapling of the tree of knowledge. Slowly, this sapling grew into a huge tree. A bigger school was established in Puttaparthi. A ladies' college was started at Anantapur, and colleges were also established at Puttaparthi, Whitefield, Jaipur, and Bhopal. By and by, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning was established on 22nd November 1981. This is the one and only university which has integrated value education with academics. All this was made possible because Bhagwan himself is wisdom personified. He personally pays attention to each detail and ensures that all those who receive academic education also benefit from value education. Prior to this, Bhagwan Baba had established a Veda Pathashala to teach the Vedas to young children as a part of his mission to restore Vedic knowledge. In 1965, for the first time, he conducted the Upanayanam ceremony of over 400 boys and initiated them into the Gayatri Mantra. He also taught them the holy Vedic Vakyas, Matru Devo Bhava, Pitru Devo Bhava, Mother is God, Father is God. A few years ago, Bhagwan Baba asked a devotee from Shimoga, "Do you follow Sandhya Vandana regularly?" Sandhya Vandana is chanting of Vedic mantras thrice a day. The devotee bent his head in shame, because although he had been regular in it earlier, recently there had been a lapse on his part. Swami told him, "Doesn't matter, there is still time, but from now on, you must do it regularly." On returning home, the devotee started following the Sandhya Vandana regularly. He also started performing Abhisheka on the Shivalingam at home, formerly a regular practice which he had discontinued. In a few days, he noticed that the colorless Shivalingam was now seen as a Suvarnalingam or Golden Lingam, and he could also see Bhagwan Baba's image in it. In this way, Bhagwan bestowed devotion and wisdom on this devotee.
Dear listeners, till now we listened to a short story glorifying the 76th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Jnanaswarupaya Namaha. With this, we have come to the end of today's episode. We will continue this program next week and explore the meaning and significance of next two names. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback, comments and suggestions on this, as always, to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you, and loving Sai Ram from Prashant Nilayam.
Yeah.